In this bulletin, the World Health Organization upgrades the global risk from the coronavirus to very high. Travelers from countries with a high risk of exposure to coronavirus urged to take extra precautions. And in sport, Chinese swimming Olympic champion Sun Yang says he'll appeal an eight-year ban. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The rapid spread of the coronavirus has increased fears of a pandemic, with six countries reporting their first cases and the World Health Organization raising its global spread and impact risk alert to very high. Hopes that the epidemic that started in China late last year would be over in months and that economic activity would quickly return to normal have been shattered. World shares fell again on Friday, winding up their worst week since the 2008 global financial crisis and bringing the global wipeout to $9.2 trillion. Dr. Michael Ryan, Executive Director of the WHO Health Emergencies Program, says it's too early to label the virus a pandemic.
If we say there's a pandemic of coronavirus, we're essentially accepting that every human on the planet will be exposed to that virus. The data does not support that as yet, and China have clearly shown that that's not necessarily the natural outcome of this event if we take action.
Travellers from what are being described as high-risk countries for the virus, now known as COVID-19, are being urged to monitor for flu-like symptoms and consider self-isolating for 14 days. Prime Minister Scott Morrison earlier this week announced Australia is rolling out an emergency response plan in anticipation of a global pandemic declaration. Dr. Jeremy McNulty from New South Wales Health says those travellers from a list of high-risk countries are urged to take precautions.
Cambodia, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Iran, Italy, Japan, Singapore, South Korea and Thailand. So if you visited one of those countries in the last 14 days, it's really important that you monitor yourself closely for symptoms, which include fever, sore throat, cough, shortness of breath. If you do get any of those symptoms, it's important to isolate yourself from other people and call ahead before seeing your GP.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says an escalation in fighting in northwest Syria that killed dozens of Turkish troops is one of the most alarming moments of the nine-year-old war. The UN Security Council is due to meet after 33 Turkish soldiers were killed by Russian-backed Syrian government troops in the deadliest attack suffered by Turkey's army in nearly 30 years. Mr. Guterres has called for an immediate ceasefire.
Nearly 1 million people have fled their homes in the past 3 months. Airstrikes have continued to hit schools and medical facilities. Even camps and other sites where displaced families have sought shelter have been struck by shelling. And as the noose keeps tightening and as the front lines are moving, they reach more densely populated areas.
Equality Australia Chief Executive Anna Brown says this year's Mardi Gras shows the campaign for equality and love continues. Oxford Street in Sydney's CBD later today will come alive with glitter and lights for the annual LGBTQIA+ festival and parade, expected to attract thousands. Parade Creative Director Kat Hopper says this year's What Matters theme seeks to ignite debate around social justice, trans rights, sustainability, climate change and love. Ms. Brown says many at the parade will be marching to show their concern over the federal government's religious freedoms bill.
We are aware of these threats to our equality. 2 years ago we were marching to celebrate marriage equality, but now, sadly this year, we're facing a threat to that equality and we need to be out there on the streets sending the message to the government that we can't take a step backwards. We need to be safe in the workplace, at hospitals, at schools and indeed everywhere across this country.
SBS will be broadcasting the event live on television and online at SBS On Demand. And to sport, China's three-time Olympic gold medalist Sun Yang says he plans to appeal an eight-year ban that rules him out of the Tokyo Games. Sun was accused of smashing the vials containing his blood after a row with a team of drug testers at his home in September 2018. He, his mother and his entourage allegedly interfered with efforts to get samples because they did not believe the testers were properly accredited or qualified. The 28-year-old was initially cleared of wrongdoing by the Swimming Federation FINA in January 2019. The Secretary General of the Court of the Arbitration for Sport, Mattia Reeb, says that decision has now been overturned in the appeal brought by the World Anti-Doping Agency.
Considering that it is his second anti-doping rule violation, and in the absence of any mitigating circumstances, the panel concluded that an 8-year ban has to be imposed on the athlete.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 28. Adelaide, mostly sunny 27. Melbourne, becoming sunny 23. Hobart, sunny 25. Canberra, partly cloudy 28. Much the same for Wollongong, 24. Similar conditions for Sydney, 26. Newcastle, partly cloudy 27. Brisbane, cloudy as well, 30. Cairns, partly cloudy 34. And Darwin, showers and a likely storm, 32. This is SBS News.